Hey there, you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Varou Show. On this episode, I'm going to revisit some of the principles of Stoicism that I talked about in an earlier series that I did called Practicing Stoicism. So I did that series in 2017 or 18, I can't recall exactly, but I recently reshared it on my newsletter and it got some positive feedback. So I thought I'm going to record a new episode to talk about it and also going to make you aware of it. If you haven't listened to it, I'll add a link to my website where you can easily find the episodes, because with podcasts, it's always a bit difficult. The series is called Practicing Stoicism. So if you use your podcasting app and search for it with my name, it will pop up as well. Or you can just go to my website, dariusvarou.com/stoicism, and you can read a little bit about it and then also find the episodes. So 2023, as I'm recording this, I've been practicing Stoicism now since 2015. Maybe even 2014, so that's like 8 or 9 years. And I have to say that in the last 2 years, I feel like I've made the most amount of progress, where in the earlier years where I started to practice Stoicism, I would still occasionally see a setback or losing my inner tranquility. So just as a reminder, Stoicism is about focusing on what you control. And the ultimate goal of the philosophy is to optimize your life for inner peace, not for success or productivity or wealth. The goal of Stoicism is to help you live a peaceful life. That's the ultimate goal. It's not about, you know, being your most productive self or being happy. It's also even not about that. So Stoicism is really about making sure that you have peace no matter what is going on in your life. And it could be, you know, chaos. You could experience problems. You could experience anything that, you know, kind of makes you unhappy. And if you have Stoicism to rely on, then that will help you to really maintain your inner sense of tranquility. And that is something that's very difficult to accomplish. And, you know, that's something that I've worked on for many, many years. I feel like it's only in the last 2 years or so I've reached that level. And it makes me think, what are the other levels? Because every year I feel like I improve and I get better at dealing with everything that life throws at you. And it's interesting because now I feel like I'm better than last year. Last year, I felt like I was better than the year before. And I think that will keep going like that, because I will never stop learning. I always make sure that I improve myself and I keep finding new ways to implement Stoicism, whether that's in my personal life, dealing with setbacks, whether that's in my business, in my finances, when it comes to working out. I always make sure that I can apply it everywhere. Because to me, Stoicism is really a way of life. It's a way of looking at the world. And that way really changes everything that you do. And this is why I love it so much, because it has really helped me in many, many different ways. That's what I like about it the most. And, you know, like, I feel that Stoicism is quite simple. The idea is just like, okay, focus on what you control and that's it. But at the same time, it's very difficult to apply and live by. And, you know, like I said, it takes a lot of years to get to a point where you really have that, where you can say, well, okay, now I get it. Now I'm at that level where I can apply this thinking to everything that happens to me. And, you know, it takes a while to get there. But when you get there, you'll feel really good about the way that you go through life. Obviously, you won't feel good about the things that happen to you, but that's also not the point. The point is not to become a machine, you know, that never responds to anything or be emotionless. The goal is to have emotions and to be a human being, but at the same time, also find a way to live with those emotions and make sure that you keep moving forward, because ultimately that's the only thing that we can do in life. We can only move forward. We can't move backwards, right? It's not even possible. We can't go back in time. We can't give up and sit at home and complain about how messed up the world is and all of that. But in the book of a Stoic, that's not an option, because that only leads to destruction, right? That's a very important realization. If you look at life and you see that a certain path that you are on doesn't have a good destination, get off the path. It's as simple as that. When you get off your existing path and decide that you are taking another path, the path of Stoicism, the path of self-improvement, the path of, you know, doing the right thing, then you can safely say to yourself, well, if I keep doing these things, then I will get to another destination. And that destination is obviously success and happiness. Will you become super successful and extremely happy? I don't know. And it's also not the point. The point is that you will have some form of success and some form of happiness. And that's all that matters, you know? So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And feel free to check out my other episodes on Stoicism. If you have any questions or if you want me to talk about Stoicism in any type of context, feel free to reach out and let me know your thoughts. I'm always happy to talk about it. And also, I'm always curious about other ways that you could apply it. And maybe there are some ways that I haven't applied Stoicism yet. So that's something that I would also that I'm also interested in. And as someone who writes about these things and talks about these things, it's also important for me to always have new input and new ways of experimenting. And obviously I do that on my own through reading and talking and etc. And I always share my findings with you here on the podcast, on my blog, or lately on YouTube. So thanks for tuning in. Like always, I'll see you and talk to you in the next episode.